Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. 10 years ago today, California voters turned out a sitting governor for the first time ever in state history, sending Gray Davis on his way in favor of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you recall the recall? To jog your memory, here's a little montage from the California Report's Wayback Machine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a great celebration. Thank you all for being here today.
Tonight, the people did decide it is time for someone else to serve, and I accept their judgment. I have placed a call to Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger just a few minutes ago to congratulate him on being elected governor.
And let me tell you something. I will do everything I can to live up to that trust. I will not fail you. I will not disappoint you, and I will not let you down.
Remember the car tax? The decision by the Davis administration to rescind a reduction in the vehicle license fee was a big issue in that campaign. The Schwarzenegger administration rescinded the rescission, blowing a big hole in the state budget, if not one of the boxes of state government. Some 1,500 public schools across California are scrambling to recount their low-income student populations. The state education department says it needs more accurate data. So, annoyed or not, schools are complying to get the money attached to the count, as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis tells us.
Schools that count their low-income students every 4 years are now being asked for a head count every year. That's resulted in a lot of consternation among school district officials in L.A. and Fresno, who say they were promised a certain amount of education dollars based on the data they already have. But Carrick Ashley, with the State Department of Education, says in order to provide schools with the right level of funding, the state needs more accurate data.
School districts are going to get up to $3,000 to $5,000 more because of these counts. And so it's well worth their time to go back and identify who these kids of low income are.
The easiest way for schools to count low-income kids is to get them to qualify for the federal school lunch program. So now districts are pulling out all the stops to make sure the neediest families sign up for lunches at little or no cost. Some districts are offering incentives for students to sign up, like ice cream parties and discounts on internet service. Others are recruiting immigrant parents, like Elizabeth Deborah, to knock on doors to spread the word.
Para mí es algo muy emocionante porque yo sé que hay muchas.
She says she's very excited for this opportunity because these children and her children want to get ahead and do better in school, but she says it's impossible without the extra funding. Deborah is a mother of two in the Oakland Unified School District. Her district stands to get an additional $2,000 per student once the funding formula is fully implemented. State education officials are giving schools until early next year to submit their new counts. For the California Report, I'm Yana Tintakalis.
This Saturday in San Jose, the State Bar of California will swear in a Latino president, the first in the organization's 89-year history. Susan Vallett has the story.
Los Angeles public defender Luis Rodriguez didn't grow up dreaming of becoming a lawyer. He grew up an outsider. Rodriguez was born in Los Angeles to parents who immigrated here legally. When he was three, they moved the family back to Mexico. He says kids there made fun of him and called him names.
They called me from the other side, del otro lado. So in Mexico, I wasn't Mexican because I wasn't born there. When we came back, even though I'm a U.S.-born citizen, I was not treated as an American.
Rodriguez says he was almost like a man without a country. Once he returned to the States, he didn't have good experiences with the police.
I remember this one time when my father got pulled over for a traffic violation and the officer making fun of my father's accent. And then I remember as a kid here in San Gabriel Valley and being pulled over and being asked to step out of the car and being searched. And we asked why, and the officers were barking at us and just checking to see who we were.
Those types of experiences inspired Rodriguez to become a public defender so he could help protect people against injustice. He was first exposed to public defending when he worked at the Santa Clara Public Defender's Office during law school.
For me, it truly has been a love of democracy. And I lived in a different country. I saw what it was to be in a country that called itself a democracy, but really wasn't. And I saw the lack of protections against government abuse.
Rodriguez will not only be the first Latino to head the California State Bar, but the first public defender. He ran unopposed for the position. Former state lawmaker Martha Escutia has known Rodriguez for years. Escutia says the fact that Rodriguez is a well-liked public defender means more to her than his Latino heritage.
He will definitely look for stakeholders who perhaps have not been heavily involved in the state bar. And he will always be managing the outcome towards a win-win situation.
The incoming president takes over the state bar as California's legal system could potentially deal with immigration reform, changes that could bring out more scammers targeting immigrant communities. Immigration changes could flood California with up to 3 million people suddenly eligible for U.S. citizenship. Escutia says Rodriguez's background will help.
If immigration reform does happen, and that's a big if, I'm not sure, it will make a big difference to have someone that understands the immigrant community and also understands how that community is constantly being victimized and preyed upon.
Rodriguez has already begun working with state lawmakers to create legislation that would give the California State Bar the ability to go after scamming attorneys and fakes with civil actions like injunctions. Cal State LA political analyst Jaime Regalado says Rodriguez's selection is a sign that trade associations like the California Bar are moving closer to reflecting the population.
It may not be practically very important, but symbolically I think it is. It gives rise to the notion that, and the fact that Latinos and Asians are the fastest growing demographic groups in California. And Latinos will be a majority of the state of California in the not-too-distant future.
Incoming California Bar President Luis Rodriguez says he hopes the day will come when there aren't any more firsts for anyone, including Latinos. He's surprised it's taken nearly 90 years to have a Latino in charge of the state bar.
Although it's a nice compliment that I'll be the first one, it's also a stark reminder of how far we still are. That it took all of us this long to have a Latino head the agency.
That said, he hopes he'll be judged solely by what kind of job he does in his new post. Luis Rodriguez will be sworn in as the new state bar president Saturday. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Monday, October 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.